Dellingpole, ship of fools by, Arctic global warming mission scuppered by mysterious hard white substance. By James Dellingpole on September 9, 2019. Yet another greening expedition to the Arctic to raise awareness of global warming has been scuppered by unexpected large quantities of ice. This brings to a total of 6 the number of ship of fools expeditions where weather reality has made a mockery of climate theory. According to Maritime Bulletin, Arctic tourist ship MS Malmö with 16 passengers on board got stuck in ice on September 3 off Longyearbyen, Svalbard Archipelago, halfway between Norway and North Pole. The ship is on Arctic tour with climate change documentary film team and tourists concerned with climate change and melting Arctic ice. All 16 climate change warriors were evacuated by helicopter in challenging conditions. All are safe. 7 crew remains on board, waiting for Coast Guard ship assistance. The reporter, Eirofish Kvarkin, clearly has a sense of humor. He adds, "Something is very wrong with Arctic ice. Instead of melting as ordered by UN/IPCC, it captured the ship with climate change warriors. It appears the mainstream media has failed to get the memo." Here is a tweet from Reuters which appeared after the ship got stuck in ice. H.T. Stugreen. Here's another hysterical story about Longyearbyen written by The Guardian earlier in the year, with a correction that puts the nonsense in context. Here is the Ship of Fools list of shame. Ship of Fools 1. Australian climate researcher Chris Turkey and a crew of climate alarmists on a mission to demonstrate just how much Antarctic ice has been affected by global warming get stuck in unexpectedly thick ice and have to be rescued by helicopter. Ship of Fools 2. Arctic expedition led by veteran explorer David Hempelman Adams to raise awareness of permanent irreversible change in the sea ice landscape of the Arctic caused by global warming is ruined by unexpectedly large quantities of ice. Ship of Fools 3. Global warming research study in Canada cancelled because of ice. It became clear to me very quickly that these weren't just heavy ice conditions. These were unprecedented ice conditions, claims the lead scientist, blaming it on climate change fully in action and calling it a wake-up call for all of us in this country. Ship of Fools 4. Arctic mission sailing expedition to North Pole to raise awareness of global warming has to turn back after yachts find their passage blocked by large quantities of unexpected frozen white substance. Do you think someone up there is trying to tell these people something?